It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, April 6th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Ukraine and Russia. Not in the way you think. I didn't watch the Grammy Awards this past Sunday night. I've lost interest in award shows long ago. But if you did, you might have noticed the interesting appearance via streaming video of Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. It's a little odd considering he's leading a nation at war, that he would have time to appear on an award show for entitled musicians on the other side of the world in the United States. But this is how progressives believe you project power today. You might have noticed how President Zelensky, if you saw it, spoke in short sound bites, easily repackaged and redistributed via social media. By the way, credit for this analysis to the Conservative Treehouse blog, an excellent resource for helping understand what's going on in the world of politics that seems to make no sense otherwise. It makes sense when you understand the mindset behind this appearance, the script written for him by the same performance artists inside the U.S. State Department and intelligence community. This is 100% constructed propaganda intended to support the strategic power mission, as it's been outlined by Deputy National Security Advisor Dalip Singh. In February at the White House, Singh said, quote, "In this century, strategic power is increasingly measured and exercised by economic strength, by technological sophistication, and your story, who you are, what your values are." In other words, how well you use social media. Well, this explains why the Biden administration reaches out to TikTok influencers to sell its message. These are the same people behind the campaign during the Obama administration. You know, the hashtag Bring Back Our Girls, their response to the kidnapping of dozens of young ladies in Nigeria by Boko Haram. It was a performance, President Zelensky's performance, crafted and delivered for a gullible television audience. Now, having said that, we turn to his counterpart in Russia, Vladimir Putin. And we read that Putin's decision to invade Ukraine may have been influenced by a neo-Nazi mystic who some call Putin's Rasputin. That would be Alexander Dugin. That's him in the middle there, the actual Rasputin on the left. Dugin is a thinker who has long called for an invasion of Ukraine because he believes that Moscow has the right to rule everything on what some call the world island. That is, Europe and Asia combined. 5,000 miles of territory under the rule of the Russian people. And, of course, that would include reabsorbing Ukraine back into a newly empowered Russia. Dugin is most famous for his 1997 book called The Foundations of Geopolitics, which sets out his ultranationalist brand of neo-fascist, neo-Eurasianism, stating that the world is made up of land powers and sea powers. And as the world's number one land power, by area, Russia is the largest nation on planet Earth, and it is loaded with natural resources. It should exert its influence over all of Europe and Asia. Now, of course, China has something to say about that, but still, Dugin's mysticism doesn't dissuade him from this, and he draws this from 19th century mysticism, teachings of the likes of Helena Blavatsky into the mystical land of Atlantis. I mean, this is going back to ancient Greece. He sees the modern-day Russians, Dugin does, as the Hyperboreans. The Russians are Hyperboreans who must stand up and oppose the evil Atlanteans, which would be us, Mr. and Mrs. America. And this is, by the way, Dugin's readings, required reading for Russian soldiers today. Topic number 4, the laptop from hell. New revelations from Hunter Biden's so-called laptop from hell may show why top U.S. intelligence officials didn't want this information getting out before the 2020 presidential election. Biden had texted his brother's widow that China arrested CIA informants in retaliation for the U.S. arresting, quote, my client, the chief of intelligence of the People's Republic of China, end quote. Bear in mind, this is the son now of the sitting United States president. He was the legal counsel for the chief intelligence official of China. Now, the New York Post reported on this in October of 2020. Before the election, his business associate, Tony Bobulinski, corroborated the information on the laptop. But the media that is now reporting on this, the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, CBS News, all dismissed it as Russian disinformation. Suddenly, that narrative has shifted, and this information is coming out. You can read through an 888-page searchable PDF document of messages pulled from Hunter Biden's laptop at the website of a research company called Marco Polo. It's MarcoPoloUSA.org. MarcoPoloUSA.org. And interesting that while now that the corporate media is paying attention to this laptop, President Biden is pushing his Attorney General Merrick Garland to prosecute Donald Trump and anyone associated with him for the riot at the Capitol last January 6th. It's not clear what Donald Trump could be prosecuted for, but Biden and his close associates have leaked this information to the press. They want it out there, putting pressure on Merrick Garland to stop acting like a ponderous old judge and start acting like an energetic, aggressive prosecuting attorney, because they want to distract from the information that is now making it into the mainstream media before one of those media outlets starts asking, who is this big guy who is getting 10% of this deal from the Chinese? Well, while this is going on, the Secret Service is putting out $30,000 a month in rent to offer 24/7 protection to Hunter Biden. See, as son of the president, Hunter Biden is entitled to Secret Service protection. And because Hunter is renting a $20,000 a month home in Malibu while he pursues his new art career, Secret Service was compelled to find a place close by so they could be on call 24 hours a day. Best option, $30,000 a month next door. It's a little irritating that that much tax money is being laid out to protect someone who's the greatest threat to whom is himself. Topic number three, run for the border, because the Department of Homeland Security Secretary is preparing to throw it wide open. Alejandro Mayorkas directing that economic migrants get every opportunity to stay once the Title 42 barrier is removed. That's the rule that was put in place during the Trump administration to send migrants back into Mexico using the COVID outbreak as justification. Mayorkas' intentions described in his February strategy memo, which was leaked to Breitbart, Texas, just a few days ago. In February, up to 165,000 migrants arrived at the border. Mayorkas admitted 74,000 of them under various legal claims. Very few of the arrivals were detained. Few prior arrivals were deported despite federal law, which makes it difficult, theoretically, for them to stay in country if they arrive here illegally. Mayorkas isn't trying to stop the economic migration. He's just trying to funnel it through progressive-run agencies and nonprofits. Officials at DHS told reporters last week that the migrant inflow, once Title 42 is lifted, could surge to as many as 18,000 per day. That would be 500,000 per month, which is more migrants crossing the border than babies born in the United States in any given month. Who does this administration serve? Clearly not the American citizens. It's globalists. Hashtag Great Reset. Topic number two, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. The Senate passed a procedural motion Monday night to advance her confirmation to the Senate floor. The vote 53-47 with three Republicans in name only. Senators Collins, Murkowski, and Romney voting with Democrats to move forward her nomination to replace Justice Stephen Breyer on the Supreme Court. Democrats want to vote on her confirmation by this Friday before Congress goes on a two-week break. The irony is that because progressives have been so insistent on this point, we cannot be certain that Judge Jackson will be the first black woman on the Supreme Court, because as Judge Jackson admitted during her confirmation hearings, it's impossible to say what exactly constitutes a woman these days. Coming up, Nightmare on Sesame Street. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
The world is plunging towards chaos as the return of our Savior draws nigh. Skywatch TV is proud to present the coming Rapture exclusive offer. When you order Terry James and Pete Garcia's new book, The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Jonathan Brentner's hope-filled book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, which will invigorate you with a sense of peace and victory amid the chaos that surrounds us. And you'll receive the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgment, Access, where Terry James, Pete Garcia, and Jonathan Brettner team up to disclose what the Bible actually has to say about the judgments of Revelations and the imminency of the rapture. While hundreds of biblical experts point out the ever-increasing ways that individual freedoms are becoming perpetually threatened, global elites aggressively strive towards a one-world government and universal financial currency, and all accounts appear to be setting the end-time stage for fulfillment of God's prophetic word. The disappearing, future events that will rock the world chronicles what events are set in motion now that are driving the prophetic final act of human history, and will bring to you God's prophetic timeline in detail from this present moment. Vivid depictions of unfolding events immediately following the rapture and beyond, through planet Earth's judgment and ultimate restoration. A dramatic, eye-opening presentation of the rapture itself and what happens to children in the mysterious disappearance. Also, the new book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, is a must-have manual of hope and strength in the end times. Join Jonathan Brettner as he helps you to grasp the eternal perspective during life's painful circumstances. In this vital resource, you will develop a firm foundation regarding the return of Jesus and in other areas, such as our reception of immortal and imperishable bodies, our participation in a jubilant celebration followed by a wedding feast, our return to earth and thousand-year reign with Jesus, and our life in paradise, dwelling in the New Jerusalem and exploring the new earth. But that's not all. This incredible offer also includes the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgments, where Terry James and Pete Garcia delve into great detail on the seal, trumpet, and bowl judgments listed in the book of Revelation. This exclusive DVD also features Jonathan Brettner's presentation entitled Hope in the Rapture. You'll be shocked when you find out why the Thessalonians were grief-stricken regarding the rapture upon receiving the Apostle Paul's first letter, and how you can be free from this very same trap, all included in the brand new DVD, The Coming Judgments. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $65. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So while the world continues to storm, grab hold of the eternal perspective and be ready for the return of the King. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Coming Rapture exclusive offer, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, it could only happen on April 1st. Around 8 p.m. that evening, Uber driver Jeff Denton in Springfield, Missouri, took a break from driving when he decided to pull into the parking lot of an Indian restaurant. He pulled into a dark parking lot, and as he opened the door, he was attacked by a bunch of beakers. This was the character who served alongside as the aide to Dr. Bunsen Honeydew on The Muppet Show. Eight people dressed as beaker, doing the beaker voice. Beep, 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 you know. Depending on what you might have consumed earlier in the evening, this could be really horrifying, but no one was harmed. He said they ran off into the shadows to terrorize someone else. No one hurt. Denton believes this was the work of the Springfield Improv. Only on April Fool's Day. SkyWatch TV getting ready for our next virtual conference, The Unveiling. It launches on the web May 13th, Friday, May 13th, beginning at 12:01 a.m. Central Time here in the U.S. That's UTC-5. More than two dozen presentations. World-class speakers like New York Times bestselling author Joel Richardson, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Pastor Carl Gallup's Dr. Tom Horn, of course, putting together another presentation on transhumanism and how science is being used to fulfill the old lie, ye shall be as gods. That and much more. You can find the complete list of speakers and sign up online at defenderconference.com. Don't miss this. These presentations, especially Tom's, I'm sure, will be absolutely jaw-dropping. And if you register through April 15th, you get the $10 early bird discount, just $85 to sign up. Once the conference opens its doors, virtually speaking, on May 13th, you'll have 90 days to watch the presentations in any order you choose, as often as you choose. You set the schedule for the conference. Find out more and sign up online at defenderconference.com. During the month of April, our special gift to you for your support. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, for any amount, your donation of any amount, the first novel in Sharon's supernatural thriller series, The Red Wing Saga, Blood Lies, Book one of the series, now up to seven in total. Book number eight coming out very, very soon. This normally retails for $19.95. You can get it for whatever you care to donate to SkyWatch TV this month. The books have been donated to SkyWatch, and so help support the work we do here and at Whispering Ponies Ranch. Take advantage of this special offer. Find out more online, skywatchtv.com/donate, skywatchtvstore.com, or call 844-750-4985. And thank you. We're going to Turkey in the fall. Sharon and I, alongside our alongside best-selling author Doug Hershey, the author of Israel Rising and Jerusalem Rising, leading a very special tour. This will be limited to about 24 people, so don't wait as we visit the churches, the cities of the churches of Revelation, but also some very other interesting sites. Abraham's hometown of Haran, the underground cities of Cappadocia, specifically Derinkuyu, home of a 2nd century AD church in the shape of a cross, dug into the ground, 80 feet below ground. This underground city housed as many as 20 to 30,000 people. Early Christians used this to hide from the Romans. And we will also visit Göbekli Tepe, which archaeologists call the world's oldest religious community. We'll talk about the influence of the Watchers in the pre-flood world on that community. Much, much more. You can find out more online. The itinerary is there, breakdown of costs, and a place to reserve your spot on the tour, skywatchinturkey.com, or use the QR code. Scan the QR code on your screen. We'll be there October 18th through November 3rd, and we hope to see you in Turkey. Or if not Turkey, join us in the Holy Land next spring, as Sharon and I lead a tour to Israel, March 19th through 30th of 2023. We'll be there with our colleagues, Allie Henson and Donna Howell from SkyWatch TV, and our good friend, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porad, as we travel Israel from north to south, Nazareth, the Sea of Galilee, Capernaum, Gilgal Rephaim on the Golan Heights, and the newly recognized Serpent Mound of Bashan. We'll also visit the site of Joshua's altar, where that lead curse tablet we discussed on yesterday's program was found. We'll show you that location, and we can recite the words repeated in Joshua by Joshua and the Israelites on Mount Ebal. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Doing that right there on that spot. Don't miss it. The itinerary is online, a breakdown of costs, and of course, a place to reserve your spot on the tour. SkyWatchInIsrael.com, SkyWatchInIsrael.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. This week on SkyWatch TV, we're talking about end times prophecy. Why? It's because it's the return of Jesus Christ. That's kind of central to Christian theology. Prophecy experts Terry James, Jonathan Brentner, and Pete Garcia join Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the SkyWatch investigative team. You'll find our broadcast schedule online, skywatchtv.com/channels, but you set the schedule just by adding the SkyWatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV. Do that, and we'll be there when you click the remote, or if you want to carry us around with you. Not only do you get all of our video content, you get important news and a schedule of our upcoming events, along with all of our video programming. The app is absolutely free, and it works for iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We have links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.